Good morning. I'd like to welcome the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra to the Music in the Parks Festival here at Milpitas High School. My name is Mike Galasadis. I teach at the College of San Mateo, and I'm anxious to hear your performance today. So have a fantastic set. All right, I'm going to let the recorder run during your warm-up piece. Very nice. The orchestra has a really nice cohesive sound. Okay, here we go with Japanese Lullaby. I heard you playing this as you were warming up a little earlier. It's a really nice piece. A lot of nice, rich sonorities and colors. It's a really nice opening. And some of those open fifths aren't exactly locked into the pitch, but it's, you know, I'm getting kind of picky right off the back as it sounds really nice. Nice pizzicato. Now when the viola section comes in with the melodic line, the cello section and basses need to come down a lot. So we can hear the pizzicato and we can hear that melodic line without everybody having to play too heavy. I mean, you're doing a really nice job keeping it down. Kind of losing the pizzicato violins at this point. Of course, we are playing in a wrestling room, so... This is very nice when the violins take over the melodic line. This is a really, really nice group. I would like to hear more shadings and shapings of the phrases here, especially the section at 15. I like the fact that it's intensifying, your dynamic level's increasing, which is kind of nice. It's not written, so you are putting in some nice shadings. That cello line, we have that bum be hum. I'd like to hear you put a little more weight on beats 2 and 4 on the beginnings of those beats. and then 25. Everybody get out of the way and let the cello line be heard. Yeah, good job on those E's. Yeah, the pitch was very good. We just have to be really aware of who has the melodic line, and it's real obvious on this piece because everybody else is playing accompaniment lines, but you have to know your role in any particular piece. So if you have an accompaniment role, we want to come down and let the melodic line speak clearly without having to play hard. Now watch those E's. Now this is a nice dialogue between viola and cello here. Between violin and cello. This is very nice. I really like the way the rest of the orchestra is coming way down and supporting that little bit of a canon. Watch those pizzicatos. Put them exactly on 2 and 4. That was good. That was the first couple took a bit to settle in. As you're ascending up that at measure 47, I would increase the intensity level on that. Really crescendo up to that third beat and then pull back down. So we hear that kind of tension and release happening in the music. And those pizzicato quarter notes and eighth notes, just watch your conductor very carefully. The hard thing about pizzicatos is they're very unforgiving. If anybody is the slightest bit ahead or behind, it stands out. Yeah, this is a nice style change in here. Very nice and flowing. And when the cello has those accompaniment lines before 65, ba-da-dum, you want to get that interval, that perfect fourth interval, really locked in. So between the B and the E, we need to hear that E minor chord really speak. Ah, that's nice. Again, we got to get those open fifths in tune in the bass and cello. Yeah, nice playing on that. Those high E's in the violin one. All right, but what a beautiful piece. As we get to the end of that piece, when the cello and bass section continues the last four measures, I would play that as soft as you possibly can. That way the piece just kind of fades and fades to the pianissimo ending. As it was, you played it, you did a really nice job on that. But you can even do more. You can really exaggerate some of those lower levels some more. This is a beautiful sounding group. For 7th and 8th grade, well, for any level group, this group is as good, if not better, than many high school groups I've heard so far. So this is enjoyable. What a great way to start the day. Here's Conquistador. ¶¶ cellos, when you play this line, put a little emphasis, just a slight emphasis on the downbeats. Now we get to 13, everybody is, you know, playing big, you're playing heavy, but be careful not to cover violin one. Watching some of the violins, and we want to be, I noticed that some people are bowing on different parts of the bow. For example, the concert mistress was down towards the frog on that last section, yet I was looking at some of the other violinists and they were about, or around the upper third of the bow. We want to be consistent on, well, the obvious is bow direction, but the other point is which part of the bow that each section is using in any particular moment. We really want to get that consistency so that we have a consistency of sound quality. Looking at some of the cellists are, I want to say, attempting a nice vibrato. I see some people really trying to use a vibrato and other people are not. And that takes time to develop, but that would be something that you want to be able to definitely looking at. Yeah, very nice melody here. Once again, exaggerate the shadings. And find when you have a musical phrase, find the peak of that phrase and really play up to that. And then once you hit that, then fall back down and get ready to begin the next phrase so that we have this constant motion happening in the music through the phrasing. It's really nice in here. It's just these nice full bowings on these long melodic lines. Dotted quarter eighth note combinations. So we have one, two, and. Not everybody is hitting the and of two exactly at the same time. Some of you are a little bit late, so you have to be very careful about that. Do, 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 two, and. In fact, a little bit of an accent. Well, there is an accent written, but that would help to clarify exactly where that and of beat two should come in. Yeah, nice work on the DS. Be careful not to rush those. Bum, 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 bum. Those quarter notes. Yeah, those are picking up ever so slightly, so be careful about that. Oh, very nice. Well, like I mentioned earlier, what a great way to start the festival. First group of the day, having such a lovely sound like you have. Yeah, you're very fortunate to have such a fine director like Mr. Conway, because every one of his groups that I've heard through the years is always stellar, and this group is by far no exception. I really enjoy that performance. particularly since this is your 7th and 8th grade group. Your intermediate group. I can't wait to hear your advanced group. I didn't hear your advanced orchestra this year, but I have heard you in the past, and I've always been impressed. So thank you for playing today. What a wonderful performance. I enjoyed that immensely. Enjoy your day, Great America, today.